This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we've had a very silly 2 hours and 11 minutes so far today. Let's see if we can straighten this out a little bit. I'll start with Road to a Repeat. Road to a Repeat is sponsored by Celsius, essential energy drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers tonight in Boston. And you can hear the game here, right, Solana? I don't have anything else going on. There's no heat tonight. The Hurricanes aren't in the ACC tournament, so I'm guessing the Panthers game is right here.
Cats will be on WQM tonight.
All right, you can listen to it right here. By the way, this is the statement from Aaron Ekblad. You know, he was suspended for 20 games. The statement he released yesterday: as the NHL announced, I have been suspended for violating the NHL-NHLPA performance-enhancing substances program. The news that I had failed a random drug test was a shock. Ultimately, I made a mistake by taking something to help me recover from recent injuries without first checking with proper medical and team personnel. I have let my teammates, the Panthers organization, and our great fans down. For that, I am truly sorry. I have accepted responsibility for my mistake and will be fully prepared to return to my team when the suspension is over. I have learned a hard lesson and cannot wait to be back with my teammates. So there you go. He's acknowledging it. He's not telling you that he's going to appeal it. He's not crying, oh, woe is me. He's saying, yep, my bad. And I'll see you when I'm back.
Is the exact way I say. I've said it before with somebody recently. Just say, yeah, okay, yeah, I took something. Okay, well, I learned and I move forward. I'll play when they let me play. It's the perfect way to deal with it. I on the back, Ekblad.
20 games, though, Solana. So would that mean that goes into the postseason then? Because they don't have 20 games left in the regular season.
I believe you're correct. Yeah, but the Panthers just traded for Seth Jones. I had read a lot of reaction to them adding Seth Jones, essentially almost meaning like the writing was on the wall for Aaron Ekblad. And correct me if I'm wrong, Crowder, like usually when guys take PEDs, they perform at a higher level. So what happened here?
All right, knock it off, the Ekblad haters. Unbelievable, this show. It takes a turn with this guy. You have sound from Paul Maurice. Solana, what is this of?
Yeah, this is Paul Maurice earlier today. He was great today prior to them playing Boston. Just talking about veterans that they've added to the locker room and some of the new faces.
Button room. We have a lot of different personalities. It's not all the same guy. Like, I don't know, I got to point him out, but we got some strange dudes in there. I guess the coach is one of them, but that's what makes it fun. So bring your own personality, be exactly who you are. Don't ever try to be somebody that you're not, because that's not what we traded for. We want, if you're funny, be funny. If you're not, just sit there and laugh. Whatever it is that you, who you are, be yourself. And I think when you come into a, well, maybe a more veteran team, you have a better chance of doing that.
Man, how could you not love playing for that guy, right? If you're a hockey player.
If you're anything player, Hawk, that's what coach you want. Be yourself. We acquired you to go out here and play hockey. But if you want to, you know, whatever you are, be you and go out here and perform at a high level. I really do love Paul Maurice.
So do I. So do I. I'm so sad that I called for his firing about three quarters of the way through the first season.
And I'll tell you, back to the Ekblad thing. I was just thinking about when I played, and one year I got on. Have you ever heard of Isagenics?
Yes.
It was like it blew up for a second. It was like one of, it's funny, y'all get on me about ketosis.
It's exactly
and,
what you would
stuff.
Fall into. It is Isagenics is absolutely something you would fall into.
And that's what happened. I got caught in the Isagenics fad, and it was like a extremely damn expensive Slim Fast, where you take all these pills, you drink a shake for breakfast, you drink you eat 14 grams of chicken at 9 p.m. and all that. Like, they had this thing set up, but they just gave me bottles of pills to take, and I would just take the pills whenever they told me to. Like, what pill? Pill four, three pills out of bottle four at 6 p.m. and I was just taking them. If anybody at Isagenics messed up and I took a P test and failed, it would be the same. I would say the exact same thing. I don't know what Ekblad did, but I look back thinking about Ekblad, where like when I was in that Isagenics 18 months, if they would have said, Crowder, you failed a P test, I'd be like, damn, man, I was taking some stuff the doctor gave me and I didn't know it was illegal, man. My bad. Right. I'm gonna miss these four games. Like, and I don't know if that's the case, but I think some dudes do try to cheat. We know about the steroid guys, we know about baseball steroids. But some dudes really just trust people. And I trusted Isagenics for years, or for a year and a half, and I didn't know what the hell I was putting in my body. I just felt great. And I ran around. I lost 15 pounds. I was quick as a cat. A fat cat, but a cat.
Somebody, I had a great text exchange with a listener. So he had texted in when we were talking with OG, and I was talking about Minshew. He texts in, Hawk hyping up Minshew. Jackass, but he spelled jackass incorrectly. J-A-C-A-S-S. And so I texted him back. I said, if you're going to call someone a jackass, you probably shouldn't spell jackass incorrectly. And he just texted back, true. I'm trying to drive and text and snort coke. My bad.
You get out of here, jackass.
Go back to driving
you have
and
no
texting.
No sense, jackass.
Let's get headlines, because we really we have not talked about who the Dolphins acquired and all the stuff that we were planning on getting to by 2 o'clock. We still haven't gotten there. So quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Durrell Hyundai. At Durrell Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durrell Hyundai.
Jimmy told me during the commercial break, I have not verified this, I probably should have before I came on the air, but, you know, whatever, that Tiger Woods ruptured his Achilles tendon.
He did. I texted it to you. Yeah. Wow. Tiger announced it himself. I have to tell you, it bothers me so much. I love that guy. He is my favorite golfer of all time. And I still hold out this weird hope that he's going to win tournaments again. You know what I mean? Like, and I know it's silly, but every time I think, okay, he's starting to come back again and we're going to see who does it. It reminds me of something. I remember like you pointing out, like, you're, you know, again, I like to live in the past and I like the big names who've done stuff, you know, before. I always feel like they still have some magic left somewhere.
Yeah.
Tiger tweeted out, as I began to ramp up my own training and practice at home, I felt a sharp pain in my left Achilles, which was deemed to be ruptured. This morning, Dr. Charlton Stuckin of the Hospital for Special Surgery in West Palm Beach performed a minimally invasive Achilles tendon repair for a ruptured tendon. The surgery went smoothly and we expect a full recovery. I'm back home now, blah, blah, blah. It just bums me out. I love Tiger Woods. And it starts to hit you like, yeah, you're never really going to watch Tiger do on the tour what he once did. And I know this is years now, but I still always hold out hope that, it, you know, in some magical way, Tiger's going to be back. But ain't happening.
It's Marino in them last couple years when he couldn't even move. I bring up the one that it hit me, athletes get old, was Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals.
I know who it was that I was thinking of. This was the Mike Tyson fight where I was saying, I'm expecting to see, even if it's just for a glimpse, Mike Tyson, who I watched in the 80s. You know what I mean? Like, I know against all logic, it doesn't make any sense. But I now remember, it was the Tyson fight. And I was like, but he'll muster it up for a round or two. And then you watched him and it was like, holy mackerel. That's not Mike Tyson. And I'm not saying Tiger's that, because when he's out there playing, he's still obviously he can drive and he's not going to win a tournament, I don't think. But man, rupture his Achilles, it bums me out.
And that's the thing. They can still play at a high level, but they just can't do what you loved him. Tiger can't do what you love him for. I mean, he's not red shirt.
He owned the tour. Like it was...
Red shirt, 18 under Tiger. Yeah. You'll never see that again the rest of your life, Hawk. I'm sorry
to tell
you.
Such a bummer.
2019, the Masters. Like that was it.
Yes, that was it. That was the farewell.
Yeah.
Which even then you didn't expect, and you got that. And so you should be satisfied. I'm talking to myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's still out there.
He also lost half his leg after that, Hawk.
I know.
I remember Cardinals, Emmitt Smith, Phoenix, Shaq. You remember Phoenix, Shaq couldn't even run up the court.
Yep.
Wizards, Jordan, the Raiders, Jerry Rice when he had his dread started halfway back from his head. Like, guys get old. Father Time's undefeated, man.
Not to harp on this because we talked about it a week ago, but that's why LeBron James is a unicorn.
It's so miraculous. You're so right, because he literally is still playing at a level that he takes games over. He puts up nights statistically where you don't know if he's 20 or 40. Like, it is wild. Like, you really should appreciate him now. I know he's not playing right now, but you should appreciate him now, because that – it just cannot last. Listen, Tom Brady Super Bowl with Tampa. Like, I mean, that was miraculous.
What's that crew? It's LeBron, Melo, Bosh, CP3. That year.
Banana Boat crew.
Think about the other guys' careers. Carmelo's retired. LeBron's still putting up MVP numbers. Chris Paul is playing, but Chris Paul isn't an all-star anymore. Chris Bosh is retired. Like, it is amazing what LeBron.
I read you guys LeBron's numbers this year compared to his numbers in his last MVP award season, which I believe was 13-14 with the Heat or 12-13 with the Heat. So that's over a decade between his last MVP season and him at 40 years old, and they're the same numbers.
But staggering.
But. Listen, they did this morning on ESPN. It's the only reason I know this. They showed the LeBron stats. The next image was that Jokic has scored 90 points, had 40 rebounds, and 30 assists in the last three games. I understand LeBron, but this big white dude in Denver is about to get this MVP this year. Sorry, SGA. You're a great player. Jokic is winning thing again.
I'll tell you what. Jimmy Butler could win MVP this year had he gotten to Golden State at the beginning of the season instead of halfway through it.
Jimmy's balling.
He'd be in the conversation. He has revitalized. They were talking on ESPN this morning. Is Golden State a contender in the West? They were left for dead. They were left for dead before Jimmy got there.
They're not, by the way.
I watched that. I watched that too. And somebody made a great point. Are these old guys going to be able to get through a Western Conference playoff run and then go and play Boston or Milwaukee?
Steph Curry can. His game is like his game is perfectly suited, man. Like he doesn't bang. And I think Jimmy, in the situation that he's in, like, man, I don't know how you could say that they're not a contender.
Because the Thunder and the Nuggets, to me, team-wise, depth, are so far superior than those teams. But I'll tell you right now, the standings, and there's still, you know, 15-plus games remaining, but the standings right now, the 3 seed in the West, the Los Angeles Lakers, the 6 seed are the Golden State Warriors. You want to talk about a first round matchup that has Adam Silver eating sausages.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, oh my God, bro. Like, oh my God. Luka and LeBron versus Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond in the first round. What?
Would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
If somebody wasn't listening earlier, that would have sounded a little weird, but.
In that hypothetical, I'm putting my money on the Lakers.
Not easily, though. I mean, you'd have to think that through. I mean, you're doing it, I'm guessing. Well, I was gonna say because of Luka, but no, Luka and LeBron. But man, Steph Curry is just capable of doing inhuman things.
Yeah, they're gonna score, and then he has to go play defense as well, and then they're gonna go at him. The Lakers are whooped up. I wouldn't hesitate to bet the Lakers in that series right now.
What are the Lakers to win a title, Hawk? Have you checked that?
Listen, Denver, OKC are by far higher.
I think so as well, but last year I thought the same thing, and then all of a sudden it was Minnesota and Dallas in the Western Conference Finals. So, like, weird things just happen in the NBA playoffs. All those teams are good, and you're telling me LeBron and Luka are going to lose 4 games out of 7 to anybody? I'm not saying, like, throw money on them to win the title. I don't think it's a bad flyer, though.
Who do you think is the favorite to win the NBA championship?
Thunder.
This is on the Hard Rock Bet app.
Celtics again.
Celtics are +190.
Nah.
Yeah.
Then?
Is Cleveland up there? Or
Cleveland
Thunder.
Is +550. Cleveland Thunder is before them +195. So Celtics are +190. OKC +195. Cavs +550. Then the Lakers +1200. Then the Nuggets +1400. Then the Knicks and the Warriors +2000.
The Knicks ain't going to win it.
Grizzlies +5,000, goes on and on. Miami Heat are +50,000 if anybody's interested.
The Knicks
after last
ain't got a chance.
Send it in.
Well, Knicks ain't got a chance if they keep playing Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns is garbage.
I think one of the reasons the Knicks are one of the teams that's up there, and again, +2,000, not up there, but one of the higher ranked, is just because I bet there's so much money bet on the Knicks because they're New York. So I think it just kind of merits it being probably not a great price.
Oh, because that Knicks-Lakers game I watched, the Knicks are not good. I don't know how they win games, because that little light-skinned boy with the receding hairline is pretty good, but the rest of them dudes is garbage.
MVP right now, SGA is -475, and Jokic is +325.
It's a joke.
Because it shouldn't be that far apart, but Jokic isn't going to win it again, everybody knows.
But because it's voter fatigue, and OKC it has the best record by far and, like, the best win margin by far. But it's a joke. Jokic has won 3 MVPs. I told you guys yesterday. And he's having the best season that a big man has ever had in the NBA statistically.
Now, show us that you want it more, Jokic. You don't even seem like you want it. Most improved player. You want to guess who the favorite is?
No idea.
Tyrese Halliburton?
No. Cade Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
Having a great season. Yeah. It's a weird award, though, because it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, the Pistons had a crappy season last year, so you were crappy. Now you're better. But he's -260. Dyson Daniels is +210. And then Tyler Hero, +3,000.
If the Heat were a 5 or 6 seed right now, then Tyler Hero would probably be the favorite to win that award.
What did you bet Maybe Khalil Ware for Rookie of the Year?
I got it at plus 140, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Plus 2,000, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Rookie of the Year is playing the fourth quarter, Solana.
There was a two-week span where Khalil Ware was the absolute lock to win Rookie of the Year, right? Because what's-his-face went down.
Yeah,
right?
So Zach Edey, Risa Shea were kind of like hovering there, and then it was Jordan McCain, I forget his name, from the 76ers, the one who paints his nails.
He's not even on there.
Well, no, he got hurt, but he was the Rookie of the Year for first month of the season.
Wemby. I was drawing a blank on Wemby's name. Was Khalil Ware, was he plus, or not Wemby, who was was it Edie, I guess? Who was the favorite?
Well, no, the favorite for the first 2 months of the season, before Khalil Ware was playing, was the rookie from Philadelphia. I'm blanking on his name, but you guys know who I'm talking about. He does all the TikTok dances, McCain, I think.
Yep.
Jared McCain.
Yeah, Jared McCain. And then it was Zach Edey, Risa Shea for a little bit, and then it was Stephon Castle.
And then Ware had this run.
Right.
Castle, by the way, is the favorite right now, minus 350.
Yeah.
From the Spurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that joke can play with the dreads. Yeah. That's a young man can play some basketball now.
Matas Buzelis plus 10,000.
Oh, goodness. Gracious.
Tell you what, if you get a little PT.
They hating on him, huh?
Actually, if he can play the Heat every game, guy'd be a runaway winner.
What's Miles Bridges to win the MVP award? What's Miles Bridges after last night to win the MVP award?
After last night?
Yeah.
Ooh, Pelicans.
How about Bam shooting all these damn threes? We ain't even get into it.
That guy knocked down a beautiful three from the corner, and then he comes for the game-tying three. Has a great look. I mean, that's his
Nobody's
open.
Nobody's around him.
There's no one around him. Great look. What was that?
And he left his little hand in the air with his wrist bent. Take your hand out the air.
I literally laughed out loud on my couch. I thought it was funny. Like, he had banged down that three from the corner, and it looked, I mean, it was beautiful. And so when he got it at the top of the arc, and I'm like, oh, this is yeah, I'm already running backwards. I'm not even looking.
We're allowed in our living room. We're allowed to throw our hands in the air. He's not allowed to let that ball go and leave his hand up there like it's going to hit something.
Bam is maybe in the midst of the best offensive stretch of his career, shooting efficiency wise, no joke. But the Hornets have to be celebrating that the two biggest attempts of the game for the Heat were Bam Adebayo threes. Like, what? Freeze. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, you'll take, if you're the Hornets, you go, yeah, I'll take that all night long. If it comes down to two Bam threes, we'll even give him the one, right, which you got. There ain't no way he's knocking down two.
Yeah.
And Terry passed it to him. Like, was the just the schematics of the play, was the thought to get Terry the last shot? Because that was not a good idea. And then he kicks it to Bam? That's not a good idea. That whole last play had me looking low. I rewound it on my little TiVo. I was like, well, I don't know what was supposed to happen here.
Yeah, you got your bucket getters out on the court, Crowder.
But I don't think Khalil Ware was out there.
We got four seconds. Let's get Terry the ball. Huh?
I was, man, that the end of that game there, I said, if Khalil Ware can just hit a quick 8-pointer, I will cash this ticket.
I was cussing you.
That was 15 minutes of Heat, shirt by at the halftime. Way. 15 minutes of Heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, online at HollywoodKia.com. Yeah, that was something, man. That Bam three.
Crazy.
Man. And he, I'm telling you, just hit that three and it looked so good. And you're like, holy mackerel, like Bam. Because I'm like, please, you can't cough up this game. And I'm like, Bam's not going to allow it to happen. Mm-hmm. Bam's not going to allow it to happen.
That's not where he lives. Stay in your comfort zone. He should have been right around the free throw line.
Anybody interested in the Clippers Pelicans tonight? Anybody a little Zion action?
Well, yeah, because the Heat play the Clippers tomorrow. So, Clippers on the second night of a back to back.
So Harden tonight 25.5, Kawhi 23.5,
under
Trey Murphy 20.5, CJ McCollum 17.5. But what about the Pels? Would you like to guess Zion Williamson tonight?
21.5.
23.5.
Oh, Munchies. Go get him, Munchies.
Let's see what he is for a triple-double. Didn't he have a triple-double last time he played?
Huck, he had one triple-double in 206 games. He's not hitting another triple-double for 5 years.
James Harden tonight, triple-double, plus 1,000. Zion tonight, plus 2,500.
No chance.
How about a parlay? A Harden and a Williamson double-double parlay.
I'll go double double with Fat Boy. He's gonna get 10 points.
It's just plus 800. If Harden and Williamson put up double doubles, both of them, that's plus 800.
My biggest problem with that is James Harden's rebounds or assists, because that would be the hardest part of that parlay. They're both getting 10 points. They'd do that sleeping.
All right, we got to take a break. We've been going long every segment. Anything else, Solana?
The Dolphins have added 4 players. The most notable is Zach Wilson. They also added a guard, James Daniels, who restructured his contract to open up more cap space. Another offensive tackle in Larry Borum. And they also added a safety. His last name is Melikonwu, played for the Detroit Lions over the past couple of years. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. A gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Hawk, back to you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a giveaway going on, and I want to do it here. So we have been inviting you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. That's March 20th to the 23rd. So that's the first 4 days of the tournament. This is going to be an incredible event. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. We are transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate basketball tip-off weekend. And there will be these massive LED screens and tables and booths and standing room and drinks, obviously, and food and real-time betting action because it's taking place at the Hard Rock. You can get VIP tickets and packages available now at Ticketmaster. You can get all the info at WQAM.com. Just look for Buckets and Bets. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. So we're giving you a chance to win tickets. These are 2 general admission tickets for Saturday. So the tournament starts on a Thursday, then you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. These are 2 GA tickets for Saturday, and if you don't win them today, you have chances the rest of this week. What caller number you want to take here, Crowder, for these tickets?
Let's take 8 for the points that we needed Khalil Ware to score last night to win our bet.
We were so close.
2.
8 points.
Yeah, 2.
2 points. Let's take 8. Is that his lowest output of the season, Solana?
I don't believe so.
He's had a game with 1?
And 0, I believe. I would have to go through his game logs, but yeah, I think so.
Where he played minutes and didn't score?
Yeah.
Wow. He doesn't really look to score. Is what we say it all the time. When you bet on somebody, now you watch them closer. He doesn't really look to get in scoring position.
Is he one of those guys, if he gets off early? Because like I've seen him, he looks for the 3. Like I mean,
he had.
I don't know. Last night was a weird game for him, man. I'm watching last night going, what? This is not the guy I've watched.
He had 0 points in 19 minutes versus the 76ers back in February 5th. The Heat won that game. And then he had. He played in a couple games where he doesn't score. But I don't. Here's my thing with Khalil Ware. I get it. He's talented. But wasn't the idea of Khalil Ware playing center so that Bam Adebayo could flourish offensively? Like, that's what's happening here. So all of a sudden, everybody's outraged at Khalil Ware, but you're watching Bam do what you wanted him to do next to a 7-footer. So I'm just confused. I'm with you, though. Early on in games, they try to get him involved, and then they go away from Khalil. He turns into a ghost. I don't understand that, but you got out of the pairing in the front court with Bam and Khalil that everybody has been questioning and asking for, which is Bam Adebayo.
But 2 points is, I mean, that's not like that. That's not what you were trading off for.
What's the little center with the afro from the Lakers? He's not an offensive threat, but he catches 5 alley oops a game.
Jackson Hayes, yeah, but he has Luka and LeBron,
yeah,
like, on the floor with him. Like it's
just
a big
saying,
difference.
Like, if you're he does a pick, he rolls, they toss the ball up, and he dunks. He's not talented, but he can make a couple plays. It's like Khalil's not – he's either not in the offense or doesn't look to score. But I've watched him now for a couple games. It's not like he's aggressively trying to put points on the board.
Anyway, caller number 8 the number of points we were away from Khalil Ware over last night. Gets the buckets and bets tickets. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You look slightly zooted.
You know, I might have tailgated a little bit.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.